Thank you for joining me today, and this is a special day as we welcome in new listeners hearing us from California on KDIA out of the beautiful city of San Francisco. Let's all welcome the KDIA listeners, and speaking on behalf of the God Is family, welcome. Starting today, God Is will be heard coast to coast on the broadcast and around the world on the podcast, and we give thanks and praise to God for this. As I told you yesterday, friends in California, you'll join the rest of us already in progress in Chapter 1 of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. And this is good timing because we're all in need of a little reminder of why we are here. We've answered the question, what does God look like? With God looks like Jesus. God reveals himself, and he reveals himself through Jesus Christ. And that, of course, prompts this other question, what then does Jesus look like? And what does he look like at present in heaven, now as we speak? And to answer that, we've come to this chapter. And when we do so, we come right down into verses 5 through 7, where John the Apostle, the author of the Revelation, clearly gives us 10 facts about the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me start by reading to you verses 5 through 7 of Revelation 1, and then I'll draw out the facts and we'll continue to explain each one, beginning with fact number 4. Hear now God's word in Revelation 1, beginning at verse 5. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all of the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. And the 10 facts are, fact number 1, Jesus is the faithful witness. Fact number 2, Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. Fact number 3, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. And we have already discussed this on this broadcast. In California, you can get this on the podcast. Stay tuned to find out how to download those. Fact number 4, Jesus loves us. Fact number 5, Jesus released us from our sin by his blood. I'm giving you 10 facts that are true about Jesus Christ from Revelation 1, and here is the 6th. Fact number 6, Jesus made his followers to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. Fact number 7, to Jesus belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds. Fact number 9, every eye will see Jesus, even those who pierced him. And fact number 10, the tribes of the earth will mourn over Jesus. These are clear if you simply do the reading, Revelation 1 verses 5 through 7. And I have broken these 10 facts into 3 groups. The first group is facts 1 through 3, the second group is facts 4 through 7, and the last group is facts 8 through 10. And the reason for this is that John lays out the first 3 facts, and then he lifts us up in this doxology of praise to Jesus with the next 4 facts, group 2, and then he closes with the last 3 facts in group 3. We talked about the doxology last time. And so today I want us to pick up our reading with fact number 4, Jesus loves us. Revelation 1, verse 5, to him who loves us. If you have your Bible with you and open, circle the word loves. This is the Greek word agapao, agapao, and it means to take pleasure in, to long for. This is pure love. My favorite Greek scholar, Kenneth S. Wiest, says, the quality of this love is determined by the character of the one who loves. I'll say that again because this is important to understand. The quality of this love is determined by the character of the one who loves. And who is the one who provides us this love? He is Jesus. Agapao. And this is not some sort of emotional love stirred up within Jesus by us in those moments when we love him in return or obey him. No, this is the love of God's will. He loves us. Period. He loves us steadily and consistently and in an ongoing manner. If it depended on us for God to love us, we're doomed. But God's willful decision is to love us deeply. If we're Christians, to love us everlastingly. There is something else you need to know about this word in the context of the Greek language here, Greek being the original language of the majority of the Bible's New Testament. And this has to do with the tense of this word. This is a verb, and it's in the present active tense, meaning in the present Christ actively loves us. This love of Jesus is not solely in the past tense. Christ's love is present, active. He loves you right now. He is actively loving you and me. Wow, this is the truth we need to hear today. Perhaps you have accepted Christ did love me, but does he still love me? According to Revelation 1 verse 5, yes, he does. And you might wonder, is this word used for loves the same word for loved in John 3:16? Yes, it is. As many of you know, John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have eternal life." Agapao is the root word here. So, know that God loves every single person in the whole wide world alive at this moment. And that includes you. You. God loves you. You might say, well, I reject Christ. I dismiss God. And you can say that, but that doesn't change the reality, the truth about you. God loves you. He loves you not because you are so lovable, but because it is his will, his determinative choice to love you. God loves you by his choice. For Christians tuning in, for those of you who believe deeply in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins by your faith alone, Jesus loves you today. And his love for us, because I include myself among you, his love for us is eternal. God will never stop loving us. And Jesus has prepared a place for us in heaven where we will worship God and live consumed by the immortal, indestructible, and imperishable love of God for his chosen people. In Romans chapter 8, there's an awesome stretch of scripture. All of Romans 8 is superb. Actually, all of the book of Romans will transform your life. But we just have time today for Romans 8, verses 35 to 39. I'll read this for you, and the love of Christ we find here is for the Christian person. And it is not our love for Jesus, but rather his love for us. Listen to what this promises, and let this impact your mind, heart, and actions today. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we're being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I love that, don't you? These are the words of the Apostle Paul to the church at Rome, and they are also written for us. It's easy, isn't it, amidst the trouble of our lives on this late January Tuesday, to forget that Jesus Christ truly loves us? As Christ's followers, as willing slaves to our Master Jesus, we struggle with suffering, distress, even persecution of various kinds. If you ever felt as if you are being put to death all the day long, well, listen to the long list of realities that can never separate you from the love of God in Christ. Death, life, angels, principalities, things present, things to come, powers, height, depth, any other created thing. None of these can ever keep you from Christ's love for you, brothers and sisters. So, for those of you with faith in Christ, take heart. Whatever circumstance in your life, perhaps trouble of your own making, your own sin, whatever has you agitated, you're making your way through life today in the loving arms of the Lord. You might think, well, I don't feel loved. Just because you don't feel His love doesn't mean it is not there. We regularly love by emotion, by feeling, but God loves by His will. Agapao. This is the love of God's will. He loves us, period. He loves us steadily and consistently and in an ongoing manner. God's willful decision to love us deeply. Tomorrow we will see what Christ does to demonstrate, to prove His love for us. And as always, I intentionally invite those of you who reject Christ to put down a firm foot in your heart and mind today and pivot from your obstinance so that you will surrender your will to God's will. If you are willing, experience the love of Christ in your life. Choose for Christ and no longer against Him. Tomorrow you'll find out that Jesus has done something magnificent to love you as well. So be back at this same time on this same station tomorrow. But do not delay your decision to have faith in Christ until then. Write to me today. Email is quickest, mark@markaswallow.com. And that is spelled M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com. Or you can write, God is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And I will be happy to discuss with you further what it means for you to know, beyond any shadow of doubt, the love of Christ for you. God loves you. This is a fact. And I hope you will join me tomorrow in Revelation chapter 1 as we continue to learn who God is.